Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie, approaching retirement. The word still brings a distaste to my mouth. I was brought up in an era when pastors were taught two specific things about retirement. Number one, we were to preach and pastor until we were dead. And number two, we would be best off to opt out of Social Security because it'd be bankrupt before we could use it anyway. Well, times have changed. We've witnessed the havoc of the preacher not healthy enough to pastor, but not financially able to let go of his church income. We've seen friends who've made no provision to do anything but preach suffer health concerns which prevent them from preaching. We have some preachers not brought up in the same era who are now calling for the older guys to make plans to step aside and let the younger preachers take over their churches. Well, I hope I've made some plans. I didn't opt out of Social Security, and while what I set aside besides is meager, I did set some aside. It seems to me like there are about four situations pastors of the elderly sort find themselves. First, there are the few who are well prepared. Perhaps they simply planned well or they were successful enough in their pastorate to set aside sufficient for their post-pastoring days. Some of them are in demand enough and healthy enough to supplement their needs with pulpit work. Then there are a few who have enough between what they put away and what they have in Social Security. These men, though preaching out very little, still have sufficient. Those of us who are active in the ministry would do well not to forget about them. There are others who depend only on Social Security. In my experience, they can be a help to their children by living with them, contributing to the household finances, and offering the benefit of childcare or watching after the house during preaching trips. The elderly preacher or preacher's wife ought to ask God for a spirit of thankfulness and submission so that they can be a help in that home and not a burden. Then there are those without even Social Security. It's too bad when circumstances have dictated that every dollar be used to live and serve the Lord, or when lack of foresight, sometimes that lack was by our teachers, has led the preacher to live without putting aside something. The best case scenario is that their children can help them. In some cases, this isn't even possible because they caught their children to do as they did and live only for today. In some cases, they're forced to use up a church that they can no longer truly pastor. And in that case, I credit the church for allowing them to do so.